The third photograph is of one of our astronauts. So, Glenn, let's talk about that.
That's an Apollo 12 photograph, another Hasselblad, high-quality photograph as well. And it shows an elliptical object staying within the frame, as you can see, elliptical, bean-shaped, luminescent object hanging over the astronaut's head, casting enough light and luminescence to completely light up the left side of the astronaut as we look at the frame.
It's true. It's blossomed out, bloomed out, I think they call it in photography. Mm-hmm. It's bloomed out. Now, why isn't that the sun we're talking about?
Well, when we look at the sun, we look at an area that, of course, is not shaped as a ellipse or a bean shape or saucer shaped. We're looking at a complete planetary body that's casting light from it. So you're looking at a sphere rather than an ellipse. It's a totally different configuration.
Well, it's weird. I'll give you that.
The best thing
it does seem to be illuminating the astronaut. Now, what about the possibility that the photograph itself is simply overexposed, terribly overexposed? Is that possible?
Well, how can you overexpose a section of it in such a fashion? Look at the rest of the photograph. Look at the ground and the topography here to the left side of the photograph, the little ridge.
Yep, I see it.
All right, and you look at the stones that are here on the ground as well, the ones that are laying flatter.
And they're not overexposed.
They're not overexposed either.
Yeah.
So once again, we're talking about interesting photographs showing interesting features to cause us to talk about a lot of other possibilities.
Yeah, okay. So that's pretty interesting. All right, you're right. The rest of it is not overexposed. There's a single point source for this light, and it's an extremely strong light. All right, now, how about this, Doctor? If such a thing was going on as we see pictured here, how could the astronauts not have been going, oh, my God, there's something above us, something lighting it, it's like the sun has come out?
Well, how would we know that they didn't? You know, there is some telemetry. I recall, I believe that was from Apollo 15, where they were talking about, they were seeing some type of object or what have you, and Mission Control was asking him to switch to a different ultra-high frequency, so that it wasn't on the broadcast channel.
Is that so?
So, I mean, these particular frequencies are monitored expressly by their governing agencies. So,
do you happen to have any audio of that? I would sure love to hear it.
I have recalled that the transcript is in one of the publications, and I will make a note.
I know there's transcripts going around, Glenn, but what I'm saying is, do you know anybody who has actual audio of that?
I once recall seeing it on a documentary. There was that short film clip. I believe it also showed the lunar rover moving around. And there was a section in there, and I'm going to have to see. I cannot recall off the top of my head. I mean, there's such an immense amount of material. If I find it, I'll definitely forward it to you.
Okay. All right. I agree. That's weird. Well, let's go down. What in the world have we got here?
This is a Lunar Orbiter 4 picture, and it shows a certain area of the moon, and we're looking at a very straight, for lack of a better description, cigar-shaped object parked right next to the crater. And you can tell, if you look at this from the photographic standpoint, the sun is coming from the top of the picture or the north of the picture, illuminating the southern wall of the crater.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would be like putting a cigar or pencil right next to it. And perfectly straight and in configuration as well, cylindrical, and casting a very irregular shadow behind it as well. That can be due to a number of possibilities, either it not being totally on the ground or what have you. So once again, an interesting shot, and certainly does not look like a natural feature.
No, it doesn't. But it's not. It's still not what I would call clear evidence. I mean, for example, if we got a shot of an unquestioning shot of a building, Glenn, or I don't know, something that clearly, everybody who looks at it says that ain't natural.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is interesting, but it doesn't, you know, come up to that high a bar.
Yeah, well, that's based on individual interpretation, and everybody, of course, has that right to do that. When you look at a lunar orbiter pictures, you're looking at a different quality of a shot, a much earlier in the space program. This is not a direct picture taken by a Hasselblad camera.
Right.
You know, so we're taking a completely different quality of photo here.
All right, next one. Lunar Orbiter 4, you're claiming this is actual construction activity.
On this particular shot, there are some numerics into the frame itself. So someone else at the source was clearly doing some research on this particular picture.
Oh, so those numbers came that way from NASA?
That's correct.
Isn't that interesting?
So there are areas in here where... and it goes, I believe, as far as 5, since this is a smaller crop version of the original picture. And it shows particular areas of interest here. And in conjunction with this shot, there seems to be an area where there seems some type of activity. We talked about terrace craters, walled areas. There's also an area which seems like there are reservoirs or constructions, irregular factions, like we have in Southern California for water that... when you look straight down on them at one particular point, you can see into them. At other times, from different angles, they're silvery, like reflection of water. So this is one in a series of perhaps 25 different pictures taken.
Pretty weird.
Different.
Pretty weird. I don't know if I can attach all the meaning that you just did to what I'm seeing, but it is weird looking. It's busy, I'll give it that. Very busy. There's a lot there. But I don't know that I could look at that and say that's construction.
Well, each one has to determine what they see in it, and then it also helps to see the rest of the photographs in conjunction with it in the series.
I wish it wasn't like a Rorschach test. I wish that, you know...
Well, we have to remember, too. I mean, we're talking about a body 250,000 miles away, and you're going there in orbit, and so... And you have to get used to looking at things from above to look for the shadows where the sun reflects, where it's dark and what have you. So it wouldn't be any different than flying at 70,000 feet or even much higher and determining geological features.